Hello and welcome to MFR Farming for Tuesday. I'm Richard Jones. And with more rain yesterday, it's testing the patience of our arable farmers in the MFR area. So far, no crops are actually spoiling, but with an unsettled week forecast, crops badly need some sunshine to at least bring the ripening process forward. We're running at least 2 weeks in arrears right now, so far as combining goes, and it does seem as though there's a real shortage of quality malting barley. That 40 to 50 pound a tonne premium we spoke about last week is actually a reality now, with 145 to 150 pounds a tonne on offer for feed barley and 200 pounds the mark for a decent low nitrogen malting sample. Now, later on this week, the Highlands are playing host to the International Sheepdog Trials for the first time in nearly 60 years. MFR's adopted farmer John Scott is the host at Fern Farm, and we've been out to the trial field to see the preparations together with Ewan McKinnon, chairman of the Highland Sheepdog Association.
It's strange looking at the tents in the field here. Normally we just see sheep and cattle grazing away happily, but first thing Thursday morning, first competitors will take the field at 8 o'clock.
Well, if we can pull you over, Ewan, let's just talk about sheepdog trials. What's it all involve for those who don't know anything about it?
Well, each singles competitor will get 15 minutes on a set course to put the sheep around the course, and they will be judged on how they go about that. At the end of the 2 days, the top 15 people will go through to the Supreme Championship on Saturday, and that's on a big course, two outruns. Once the dog collects the sheep, takes the sheep back to the handler, then the dog goes back for another lot of sheep, which are at the opposite end of the field, again about 800 yards away, brings them back, then puts them round the course, sheds them, keeps the five collared sheep and sheds all the rest, and then pens the five collared sheep. And if someone does that right, they can then look to be in serious business as far as winning the trial is concerned. We've got a super course here, and we should have an excellent trial. It'd be well worth the watching.
And do things go wrong sometimes?
Things can go badly wrong sometimes, particularly in the brace. That's with two dogs, so it's double trouble. It's beautiful to watch if things are going right, but you've got to have a bit of a hard neck to be competing in brace, really.
And while we were out on the field, there was a small army of volunteers getting ready for Thursday. We'll be hearing a bit more about the other activities at Fern running alongside the trials later in the week. But that's it from me for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40 with more MFR Farming.